Hi, this is Joseph Brooks. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Loves Me, Loves Me Not. You know, in the introduction, I talked about the age-old question we always ask, does he love me or does she love me? And sometimes you can feel like, especially after you've been in a relationship for a while, that you don't have that type of love. You may not feel it. You may not experience it. He may have brought you flowers when you were dating, opened the door for you when you were dating, took you to nice dinners when you were dating. Now that you're further along in the relationship or even married, those things just don't happen as much anymore. So you find yourself in your mind thinking, does he love me? Does she love me? And you know, there's something called unconditional love. And the way that we get in trouble as couples is we put conditions on our loves. The prefix for condition is con, C-O-N. And what is to con? It's to manipulate. It's to deceive. It's to lie. It's to cheat. And if you look at relationships across the country, why are they falling apart? Because people are lying. They're cheating, they're stealing, they're manipulating, and they put a word on it called narcissism. But it all stems from selfish ambition and selfish need. Oftentimes in relationships, we can get selfish. It's all about me. This is what I want. And you'll notice in the verbiage of the person, because they'll say it, I like this. This is for me. This is what I want. Never accounting for the spouse or the person they're with. It's all about them. It's an age-old con. So I hear this adage, well, I just fell out of love. No, you don't fall out of love. You are either in love or you're not. It isn't something that you can just casually fall by the wayside and say, oh, our love just ran out. No, it doesn't. There isn't an expiration date on it. You choose. You make a choice. And typically when you come to that point, it's a selfish choice. And you've chosen that you're going to choose what you desire over what your spouse or that person in your life desires. And by doing so, you end up destroying them. And ultimately, you'll destroy yourself. See, we always think the grass is greener on the other side, but we often find out and forget that what makes that grass greener is a fertilizer underneath. And fertilizer is just stink. It's poop. It's crap. And that's what you ultimately go for when you're going for the greener grass on the other side. The person that you're with, you're with them for a purpose. You met, you hopefully fell in love at that moment. You knew at that point that this was a person for you. But along the way, you listened. You let outside influences get in. You let people who weren't happy in their relationships dictate your relationship. You saw that others were leaving their spouses, so you figured, maybe I need to leave mine. She isn't living up to what she said she could do. She isn't doing what she said she was going to do. He isn't working the job that I thought he was going to work. He isn't providing me with what I thought he was going to provide me with. You're putting conditions on your spouse. And anytime you put conditions on that person that you love, you limit them. You limit them. And then you begin to lie. And then you begin to cheat. You start looking the other way for the greener grass. And yeah, somebody may come along and seduce you with a bunch of lies. Remember, they're playing the con game too. It's conditional. You sleep with me. Yeah, I'll give you this. I'll give you the house that you want, the car that you want. We'll travel. We'll do all the things that you want. But ultimately, if you're living in that type of life where everything is conditional, then what you're going to find out is that they may be able to fly you wherever you want. They may be able to buy you that nice purse. But at the end of the day, you're going to end up right in the same position that you were with your previous spouse or the one you love. And then you'll find yourself saying, oh my God, what have I done? So to avoid all of that, to avoid the stink and the stench and the dirt and the trash that comes along with that fertilizer. Build a foundation. Build a foundation of unconditional love with your spouse, with the one you're with. Sit down with them, look them in the eye, tell them how much you love them and why. Don't just leave it as, oh, I love you, because you get the cat and the dog and you tell them the same thing. What differentiates that type of love from the love that you have for your spouse or the one you're with? You need to break it down. I love you for the fact that you think about me when you go to the store and you bring back this thing that I really, really enjoy. I was totally unexpected. I love you because the fact that you think about me when I don't even think that much about myself, that you left a note in the restroom to let me know how much you loved and cared for me, that you woke up this morning, you made bacon and eggs because you know that I'm on this low-carb diet, that's what I need to eat, that you thought about me when you're at a busy meeting, but you sent me a text anyway, that you thought about me even though I lost my job. You still smiled, you still hugged me, you still loved me, you never broke away from me, you still encouraged me, you still inspired me. That's unconditional love. That you forgave me when I broke your favorite vase. That's unconditional love. When I ate the last Oreo, oh my gosh, you didn't bark at me, you didn't yell at me, you didn't scream at me, you kissed me on the cheek and said, baby, it's okay, I'll go get another pack. That's unconditional love. Conditional love is this. Why'd you eat the last Oreo? Don't you think about somebody but yourself? I'm here. Don't you know that I'm here? I'm here and you didn't think about me. You're just selfish. You always think about yourself. Always eating the last thing. Conditional love is, I just came from the store shopping all day. Babe, did you get me anything? Why would I get you something? You didn't go to the store. You should have got it yourself. Conditional love. Conditional love is, you go cut the yard and maybe, just maybe, if you cut it right and it's the right length and edged up around the corners, I'll give you a kiss on the cheek. Conditional love. You do this for me and I'll do this for you. It's transactional. And anytime there's transactional love, that isn't love at all. It's transactional lust. And it's predicated on selfish ambition and selfish need. And it will not last. So in order to establish a foundation that's going to last for the course of time, it needs to be a foundation settled in unconditional love. What does that look like? Well, that looks like Jesus. Jesus, even though people cursed him, they laughed at him, they mocked him, they hated him, and ultimately killed him, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He still loved them. When the prisoners were hanging on the cross beside him, one of them got into paradise. He forgave him. He loved him. The other one chose his fate. That's unconditional love. Unconditional love says, I'm going to do this for you without any expectancy of anything in return. I don't want anything from you. I just want to bless you. I have a dear friend, and after my late wife passed, this friend of mine flew me to Europe, where I would spend 2 weeks with she and her husband. They put me on a plane, flew me first class to Europe. When I got there, they put me on a helicopter, flew me to the Mediterranean Sea, where there was a yacht waiting. We sailed the Mediterranean Sea for 2 weeks. There was a private chef. There was a staff of 12 people, all to cater to me. That's unconditional love. Not once did she say, here's condition again. This is what condition looks like. You know what I did for you? I did all this for you, and you did that. Unconditional love is, thank you so much for this. Unconditional love says, don't thank me. There is a difference. And in any relationship, unconditional love never wants anything back. It doesn't do anything with anticipation of getting paid back. Conditional love does. Well, I'm going to do this for you, but I'm going to let you remember about it for the next 40 years, or you better pay me back for what I did. Don't you remember what I did for you? If it hadn't been for me, you wouldn't be here. I did. That's what conditional love looks like. So whether you're in a marriage relationship, if you're dating someone, if you're in a business relationship, doesn't matter what relationship you're in, if it looks like that, if it's conditional, you need to step back from it. And you need to look for unconditional love, compassion, charity, giving, not manipulation, not lying, not deceit. It'll destroy you. So as we go for this podcast, I'm going to cover some things in relationships, marriage, dating, even business relationships. Things that you need to be accountable for, things that you need to look out for, things that you need to protect your heart from. And at the end of the day, you can go out and you can get that lily or that flower, whatever it was. And when you're picking off those petals, the only thing you'll need to say is, he or she loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. Because ultimately, if no one else loves you, God does. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to me. I appreciate you. Please comment, follow, like, everything you have to do on a podcast or choose to do on a podcast. And please share this with your friends and your family. I would love that. I'd appreciate that. And if you have any comments, suggestions, anything you'd like to hear, just email me at fitnessbybrooks@gmail.com and I'll be happy to get back to you. I appreciate you, and we're going to find out what love's all about together. Have a wonderful day. And God bless.